This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, you've heard we're on the road to romance, of course. And you don't need to take any steps along the way because, dear world, you are now listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And I'll be here until noon today with my own selection of some really nice easy jazz. Now, some of you, of course, may be listening through your radio, and if that's the case, you're on two frequencies, or one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But you could be like many people all around the world who have gone to their search engine and typed in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, and by clicking on Listen Live, they're listening all over the world. So you probably realize that this week I'm back to old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, doing our introduction, him singing Nice and Easy. I did try somebody else last week, but nah, it's not the same, is it really? Okay, let's get on with the show, shall we? You know, regular listeners, that the first track I play is the one that was the last track last week. And you only got a few bars of it before I had to go to News, Sport and Weather at noon. Well, I'm going to play that particular track in full now. And it comes from a Riverside Records 1991 release called Know What I Mean. So why don't you please sit back and enjoy Bill Evans on piano, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on the drums. And they're going to play for us a really nice little tune written by a man called Earl Zindar. The name of the tune is Elsa. Thank you. That was another nice way to start this week's live radio show. Mm-hmm. That was Bill Evans on piano with Cannonball Adderley on the alto sax, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on the drums. And they played for us a beautiful tune called Elsa. It was written by Earl Zindar, and it's on an album released by Riverside Records in 1991, and the album's called Know What I Mean. That was nice and gentle, was it? Wasn't it? Yeah. The next one you might, if you're half asleep, this next one will probably wake you up. 2004 was the year for that great late trombonist, composer, bandleader, Roger Fox, and his world-class New Zealand big band. And it was marked by the release of an album they called A Rare Connection. Now, I'm going to play two tracks from that CD. The first is coming up right now, and it's the big band playing a piece written by the pianist Bill Cunliffe, and it comes from Bill Cunliffe's series The London Suite, and the tune I've got ready for you is called Oxford Street. Roger Fox, New Zealand Big Band.
Thank you.
That's the way to go. Now, that was the Roger Fox Big Band, right, from Wellington, New Zealand. And that tune was called Oxford Street. It comes from Roger Fox's Big Band's 2004 release, which is called A Rare Connection. Oxford Street was the name of the tune, and it came from American pianist Bill Cunliffe's series, The London Suite. Now, here's the second piece from the same album, and this particular track features Roger Fox's mastery of the trombone. We all miss, if you're a musician anywhere, in New Zealand or probably all around the world, you know that Roger Fox's sudden death really, really caught us on the hop, and we do miss Roger greatly. This time, here's Roger with a laid-back trombone solo of a tune written in 1957 by Bobby Troup. Now, Roger's trombone playing on this is absolutely stunning. Have a listen now as the late, great Roger Fox plays for us, backed by his big band, this tune called The Meaning of the Blues. Roger Fox. Thank you. Oh, that was the mastery of the late, great Roger Fox on trombone with his big band. And 2004 recording of Roger playing trombone solo on The Meaning of the Blues. And that, too, comes from the recording, the album that was recorded in 2004 by the Roger Fox Big Band, and it's called A Rare Connection. At the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club last month, it was the New Zealand School of Music Big Band that played. And, of course, Roger was obviously heavily involved with all these new up-and-coming young jazz men. Yeah, goodness me. Yeah, mind you, we do have here now in Napier, we have a very fine brass player, an American lad who decided that to come back and live in New Zealand with his Kiwi wife, David Jackson, and he's a mighty, mighty fine trombone player. I'd like to hear Jacko play that particular tune as well, The Meaning of the Blues. Time is now 10:29 a.m. on Friday, the 10th of October, 2025. Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim is a 1967 Reprise Records album. And obviously, it's got to feature Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. All the tracks were arranged and the orchestra conducted by Klaus Ogerman. So from that album, have a listen as Frank Sinatra sings and Antonio Carlos Jobim plays acoustic guitar. And with the orchestra, they're going to play for us a really, really nice arrangement of Jobim's tune, which is called Meditation.
When you're gone and I'm all by myself and I need your caress, I just think of you and the thought of you holding me near makes my loneliness soon disappear. Far away, I have only to close my eyes, and you are back to stay. I just close my eyes, and the sadness that missing you brings soon is gone, and this heart of mine sings. Yes, I love you so, and that for me is all I need to know. I will wait for you till the sun falls from out of the sky. For what else can I do? I will wait for you. Meditating how sweet life will be when you come back to
Now, as Frank Sinatra once said, if you don't like that, you don't like ice cream. That was Frank Sinatra doing the vocals. Antonio Carlos Jobim on the acoustic guitar. The orchestra of Klaus Ogerman. 1967 recording from an album called Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. And the tune, of course, was A.C. Jobim's Meditation. Great day. Lovely. Now, Quiet Nights is the 10th studio album by the Canadian singer, pianist, and composer Diana Krall. And it was released in March 2009 by Verve Records. From it, please take time to enjoy her sing and play piano on a 1944 Torch song. It's a jazz standard too. It was written by Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn. Anthony Wilson is on the guitar, John Clayton on bass, Jeff Hamilton on the drums, Diana Krall doing the voice and the piano, and the tune is called Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. Diana Krall.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And as the twilight steals, I know how the lady when I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. Must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, remind him of our crazy scheme. Somebody said, just forget about him. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I get along without him. Then one day, he passed me right by. Thank you. about him. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I get along without him. Then one day, he passed me right by. Oh, well, to dry.
Canadian singer, pianist, composer Diana Krall, that was. And that track came from her Quiet Nights album, released in 2009 by Verve Records. And she sang with... No, we don't that. And she sang for us, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. And she quite often actually sang and played piano to that trio, Anthony Wilson on guitar, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on the drums. And there's something slightly hypnotic about Diana Krall, I think. And she sings these sort of slow, sort of dreamy ballads extremely well. Okay. In 1983, two guitarists, Herb Ellis and Joe Pass, got together with Ray Brown on bass and Jake Hanna on drums, and they recorded an album for Concord Records, and they called the album Jazz Concord. Have a listen to their take. That's Herb Ellis, Joe Pass, Ray Brown, Jake Hanna. Here's their take on a tune that the saxophonist Coleman Hawkins wrote, and that tune that they're going to play for us right now is called Stuffy. Thank you. Wow, what a quartet that was, eh? Herb Ellis and Joe Pass on guitars, Ray Brown on bass, Jake Hanna on drums. 1983 recording, put out by Concord Jazz. The album's called Jazz Concord. And that toe-tappy tune was written by the great saxophonist Coleman Hawkins. And it was called Stuffy, S-T-U-F-F-Y, Stuffy. Right, you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ridman. And it is coming to you live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. The time is now 10:46 a.m. on Friday, the 10th of October, 2025. Now, listeners, you know that I don't stop for news, sport and weather at 11. I just carry on playing. So you've got to wait until noon to get news, sport and weather, if that's all right. Well, that's what you're going to get anyway. Okay, local artists coming up now. And this next track comes from a live outdoor concert recorded by Bob Jackson. Great guitarist, great bass player, great composer, great everything. Very good sound man and recordist. The people involved were Rick Birch on guitar, Bob Jackson on bass. I did the vocals. The pianist Pete Edwards came down from Auckland, and the alto sax player Ray Dobbs came up from Wellington. It was a beautiful March afternoon. And we performed in somebody's front garden, actually, underneath a big jacaranda tree. And all the local residents in the street came out with their, invited their friends and family and anybody else who heard the music and came up the street to listen. Good job it was a cul-de-sac. And we had a great afternoon. Now, on this track coming up, There's a very nice intro on the guitar by Rick Birch, a really nice bass solo by Bob Jackson. And what you're going to hear is the song Tenderly, which was published in 1946, and it was written by Walter Gross and Jack Lawrence. So, here's one from an outdoor concert in Jazz in the Lane from way back. Tenderly, and here we go.
Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering and lost in a sigh, were we? The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Thank you. trees tenderly. The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in that sigh. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms, they open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
I'll tell you two things about that particular recording. There was no rehearsal. We got together in the morning of that gig, and there was a song and tune list, and we just discussed basically who was going to do what, when, and all that kind of stuff. And in the afternoon, we just went out and did it with no rehearsal. And the double bass that Bob Jackson was playing there was actually made by a local man, again, a guy who's sadly missed, a guy called Colvin Steele, who was a great luthier making different types of guitars and archery equipment. But the bass that Bob played was one made by Colvin Steele. So Rick Birch was on guitar, Bob Jackson on the bass. I did the vocals. We got Pete Edwards was on the keyboards. And this guy, Ray Dobbs, who come up from Wellington, played the alto sax. And the tune, of course, was Tenderly. And the other thing about this particular gig is all the ladies in the street all baked or cooked something. So in the break, there was plenty, plenty of tucker, I can assure you. Now, I'm going to keep the same CD, and I'm going to play you another track from it. And this particular track is an instrumental. It's the same live recording from Jazz in the Lane. And Rick on guitar, Pete on keyboards, Bob on bass, Ray on an alto sax, improvise over a tune written by the American trumpeter Miles Davis, and that tune is called All Blues. Have a listen to this for an improvisation too. Thank you. Yeah, well, there was a second track from that same album that we tended to call Jazz in the Street or Jazz in the Lane. And Rick Birch on that track was on guitar. Pete Edwards on keyboard. Bob Jackson on the double bass. Ray, God, I've just forgotten his name. Ray Dobbs was on the alto. And the tune, of course, was Miles Davis's All Blues. And remember, I said to you at the beginning that we got together in the morning, late morning, not long before the gig began. I think the only thing we talked about was we decided on what keys. But, I mean, I think it's just a classical piece of jazz improvisation, which is what jazz is all about. The following year, we did it again, and that time we had Rick. I did the vocals. Rick played guitar. Bob played bass. Pete Edwards played the keyboard. And we were very fortunate to have the internationally acclaimed drummer John Ray from Scotland, who sat in on the drums. At that particular time, John Ray was living here in Napier. He later moved to Wellington and taught at the School of Music. But local groups, you know, I mean, they're not all local groups are not just horrible amateurs. There's a lot of professional players amongst the amateurs, if you like. Anyway, it's my turn to tell you a little bit about Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay, we started off as Radio Kidnappers 30 years ago. We changed the name because people really couldn't get Radio Kidnappers correct, and we were Kidnappers Bay and oh, God knows what. So we started 30 years ago, and we broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We have two frequencies, radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But, of course, we do have this live stream that can be picked up anywhere and is picked up anywhere in the world. We put out about 100 shows a week. We've got 90 broadcasters. Probably most people record their shows, but some of us do live programs. I keep saying every week, I do live because I like it, because the microphone becomes you, the audience. I just like it. And if I stuff up, which I always do, I can always laugh about it anyway. Because we have this number of broadcasters, some of them, of course, over a period of time, just say, I haven't got anything else to give. Or, you know, I'm going to go away and do something different. So we do have a need for new broadcasters. And having said that, if you get something to write with and something to write on, I mean, I don't care what you get, right in the back of your hand if you want. And I'll give you a phone number that you can ring. So if you or your organization, your club, or whatever, if you think you've got a program that would interest our listeners worldwide, ring the number that I'm going to give you and then come in and talk to the Dream Team here and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about. And you could discuss it, and who knows, you might be the next new broadcaster. The number you need to ring, it's a local number. No use ringing up from the UK. Here's a number. 06-878-8710. I'll say that again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number. Talk to one of the Dream Team. Say, hey, I've got an idea for a program. You'll be invited in. You'll even get tea, coffee, and maybe some biscuits, if you're lucky. And you could be the next new broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. We are not principally a music radio station, although this is a music program, a jazz program, and my friend Ian Hunt has his jazz program called Two for Jazz that goes out on a Tuesday and Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. We have classical music. We have traditional music. We have international music. We have trad jazz. We have country and western, bluegrass, anything you can think of we have in the way of music. But the majority of our programs are non-musical. So how do you find out what programs we have? Well, if you've got a smart device and a search engine, and you go to your search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, our website comes up, our homepage. And the first thing you may notice at the very top, it says Listen Live. Now, if you click on that, you can actually hear whatever is being played or broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you do that. But that website gives you all the information about this particular radio station. Remember, we are a community access radio media station, and we can put you on air. Easy as that, really, isn't it? I don't know what else to say. I mean, we, you know, if you have a favorite program and you miss one episode, if you go back to that website of ours, you can see just how you will find that when you missed, and you can play it. Easy as peasy, eh? So here we are. That's it. That's all I can say about Radio Hawke's Bay and our need for new broadcasters. While I'm on, I might as well tell you that the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club meets this Sunday, the 12th of October, at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre. And the band playing this Sunday is the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club Big Band. Doors open at 5, programme starts at 5:30. Their food and drink are available. You've got to pay for it, of course, but it's available. And the program starts at 5:30 and normally finishes around 8:15 with a break in between. So if you want to go and listen to some good instrumental and some good singers, male and female, that's the place you should be on Sunday. Hawke's Bay Jazz Club Big Band at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre. Doors open 5. Programme starts promptly at 5:30. Okay, now, back to me and my easy jazz. Ella and Oscar is a 1975 album that was released by Pablo Records, and obviously it features Ella Fitzgerald as a vocalist, accompanied by the great jazz pianist Oscar Peterson. Please enjoy the duo as they play for us a composition written by Ina Aron Swan in 1931. And the name of the tune that Ella and Oscar are going to bring us is called When Your Lover Has Gone.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise. when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone.
Two at the top there, really. Ella Fitzgerald was the lady singing, and the pianist was, of course, Oscar Peterson. And that track where they did When Your Lover Is Gone came from a 1975 Pablo Records album called Ella and Oscar. Pretty good, hey. Now, Dexter Gordon was a very fine tenor sax player. And he also did some nice compositions as well. Here's a Decca Records disc that he laid down in 1945. And it's a tune he wrote called Dexter's Deck. He is accompanied by Argon Thornton on piano, Eugene Ramey on bass, and Ed Nicholson on drums. So, 1945, this was recorded. The man playing the tenor sax is Mr. Dexter Gordon. Here we go for Dexter's Deck. That was a very early recording done in 1945 for Decca Records, and the tenor saxophonist was Dexter Gordon. Dexter was quite a tall man. He's about 6'3". So a lot of people used to refer to him as Long Tall Dex. The tune he wrote was called Dexter's Deck, and he had Argon Thornton on the piano, Eugene Ramey on the bass. Now, Dexter Gordon was nominated for an Oscar, not for playing the sax, but also for acting, because he took part in a black and white movie that went out called Round Midnight, and the plot of the film was based loosely on the tenor saxophonist Lester Young's period of performing in Paris in the 1930s. He didn't get an Oscar, but I tell you what, the pianist Herbie Hancock did. Good day. Okay, up next is the Billy Eckstein Orchestra, and this is a recording made for National Records in 1943. And the tune is called Cool Breeze. And the man who wrote this, of course, is the man himself, the leader of the band, Billy Eckstein. Cool Breeze. The tune was called Cool Breeze, and it was recorded for National Records in 1943, and the band that played it was the Billy Eckstein Orchestra, and Billy Eckstein himself wrote that tune. Billy Eckstein, of course, is very well known, of course, as his role as not just a band leader, but a singer, and he had his own specific type of voice, and a very smart fellow. And a very good singer as well. Okay, if you like Mel Torme, you'll like this one. My Baby Just Cares For Me is a jazz standard written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn in 1930. Mel Torme recorded it in 1948 for Music Craft. And here is Mel Torme singing My Baby Just Cares For Me.
She don't care for Cadillacs, she don't care for jewelry, 'cause there's nothing this lad lacks. Boy, she's got a case on me. My baby don't care for shows, my baby don't care for clothes, my baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for fancy places, my baby don't care for silks and laces,
My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care, who knows it. My baby just cares for me. She just cares for me.
Mel Torme, that was the man, and he sang for us, My Baby Just Cares For Me, and he recorded that for Musiccraft in 1948. Wow. Oh, now I've got to tell you, local listeners, the high temperature for today is reported to be 26 degrees Celsius. And that means it's 82 degrees Fahrenheit everywhere else that don't use the metric system, 82 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's going to be a warm day. And I think the weekend's going to be pretty warm too. I think we've got a massive sort of heat wave coming down across the country. And, of course, it's spring here in New Zealand. It's springtime in New Zealand. And, a bit high for spring, but never mind. Get on with the music, John. It's time for another tune from that St. Andrew Jazz Band, a project conducted by this man called Juan Chamorro. And what Juan does, he brings together children aged between 6 and 18, and he forms a big band and various smaller groups as well. But they do a lot of swing, and they become very, very popular, not just in Spain, but internationally. They've played to sold-out audiences in many, many top music auditoriums in Spain. And earlier this year, they went to New York and took part in a contest which was called Essentially Ellington. Now, 33 bands from around the world, mainly American, performed in this particular sort of competition. And believe it or not, this youth band, the St. Andrew Jazz Band from Barcelona, came second at a 33. That's pretty good. Anyway, I'm going to play you a live recording that they made of a jazz standard composed initially as an instrumental by Duke Ellington in 1932. The band is going to play this. And some very nice baritone sax on this particular one. So here we go. Here is a recording, a live recording of the St. Andrew Jazz Band at a music auditorium in Barcelona. And they're going to play for us Sophisticated Lady. 6 to 18. Average age, 15.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been following that band, the San Andreu Jazz Band, for some years now. And I think they're absolutely brilliant. They really are. And I've probably got somewhere in the region of about 10 of their albums amongst my collection. And, of course, if you go on YouTube and you just type in, you don't have to put in the full name, just type in S-A-J-B for San Andreu Jazz Band, and the amount of videos that they've released is amazing, amazing. And you have a look at some of these young kids. I mean, I remember there's one of the trumpeters. She started when she was six. Her sister was already playing trumpet, but later also played saxophone and became a vocalist. And this little six-year-old called Elsa Amonjou. And she's 6 years old. She stands knee-high to a grasshopper, and she's playing the trumpet. And on each side of her are two huge black American musicians. And she's, look, she doesn't care at all. She just plays this trumpet and does a bit of singing as well. Them, you probably guess, I think they're great. Of course you do. Get back to the music, John. Yes, sir. In 1986, the American singer Linda Ronstadt teamed up with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, and together they recorded a two-part series of recordings for Asylum Records. They called the albums, two of them, all part of the same thing, Round Midnight. So have a listen to the lush tones of the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and the voice of Linda Ronstadt as she joins them to sing a song written in 1930 by George and Ira Gershwin. And that song is called But Not For Me, Linda Ronstadt.
Sunshine, listen, you never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead. Clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. how, alas, and also lackaday.
In 1986, that was recorded, and the singer was Linda Ronstadt, and she was backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and that track came from one of the two recordings that they did, and they put together with Asylum Records, and the album is called Round Midnight. The song, of course, the Gershwin Brothers, Not For Me. Now, yesterday, pianist Steve Miller and I went to visit our local composer and lyricist, Chris Negus. And we spent a happy couple of hours with Chris. He gave me another CD with another 15 of his compositions with his lyrics, which I shall be playing on the show. But whilst we were there, he actually played us a big swing band composition that he'd done. And I immediately perked up and said, I would like the manuscript for that. So next week, I'm going to go around and pick up the manuscript for this big band piece, and I'm going to pass it on to Ian Hunt, who can then take it to the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club Big Band and say, what do you think of this? Why don't we have a go? Chris Negus, you're a very clever man, and you deserve more starlight than you're actually getting at the minute. Anyway, look, I've got to get on. It's, oh my God, what time is it? 11:50. Oh, only 10 minutes left. Okay, I just dropped by to say hello. It's a studio album by Johnny Hartman. It was released by Impulse Records in 1964, and Johnny is going to sing for us a Mack Gordon and Duke Ellington song called Don't You Know I Care, or Don't You Care to Know? Illinois Jaquette is on the tenor sax. Hank Jones is on piano. Milt Hinton is on bass. And Elvin Jones is on the drums. What a backing group for Johnny Hartman, I say. So, 1964, Johnny Hartman, great backing group. Oh, don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know?
Don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know? If you know that I care, how could you hurt me so? Darling, you are part of every breath I take. Will you break my heart, or give my heart a break? I can't figure out what love's all about and where I fit into your scheme. Am I wasting time? Please tell me, 'cause I'm down to my last dream. Won't you please be fair? Love me or let me go. Don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know?
Smoothest Silk, that was. Johnny Hartman was the singer. Illinois Jaquette was on tenor sax. Hank Jones, piano. Milt Hinton, bass. Elvin Jones on the drums. And the tune was Don't You Know I Care, or Don't You Care to Know, written by Mack Gordon and Duke Ellington. And that track comes from Johnny Hartman's 1964 Impulse Records album called I Just Dropped By to Say Hello. Well, here's one which is completely and directly out of left field. I'm not going to say any more. I'm just going to play it. And you'll be surprised what you can hear on this program of Easy Jazz with John Ridman. Here it is. And beware, beware. If you're still doing this, beware. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Now, I'm a fellow with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told, the kind of a fellow that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Of course, it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they smokes a cigarette.
Slow, slow, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You've gotta have another cigarette. In a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and queens just kept on coming around. I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on raising and laying the money down. He'd raise me, I'd raise him, I sweated blood, you gotta sink or swim. He finally called, didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now, I just gotta have myself a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him weep. You've gotta have another cigarette. The other night I had me a date with the cutest little gal in these 50 states, one of them hybrid uptown fancy little dames. She said she loved me and it seemed to me that everything was about like it ought to be, so hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, our smooching party was going real nice, so help me Hannah, I think it'd have been there yet. I give her a kiss, a little squeeze, she said, Tex, excuse me please, but I've just got to have a filter cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him weep. You've gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Tex Williams recorded that in 1947. And we're going to go out with a little bit of Karen Allison singing for us here, there, and everywhere. John Redman says, be careful out there. Idiots on the road all the time. And if love the one you love because they love you back, oh, so much more. I'll be back next week. God willing, God bless you all.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.